Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
John chapter 15, reading from verse 1 to verse 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Amen. Amen. The title of the message is The Tree of God. Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the planter. I am the tree of God. God planted me. Therefore, except a man abide in me, he can bring forth fruit. Just as branches of a tree abide in the tree, and there they can receive nourishment. Jesus says that except we abide in him and he in us, we are empty, we are dead, and then men will gather us. That is, if we don't abide in him, he says we will wither, and then men will gather us and put us in their fire. But Jesus is speaking to us because he loves us. And then he says that herein is my Father glorified, in verse 8, that you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. That's why he says, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. You will know the truth. The truth will make you free. That he is the true planting of God, the Son of the living God. He says, I am the tree of God. Who is he speaking of, and what is he saying? Go with me to Mark chapter 4 and let the scripture open to us by himself. Mark chapter 4. Jesus speaking said that the sower came to sow, went out to sow. He spoke in parable that some seed fell by the wayside. Some fell on stony ground. Some fell among thorns. Some fell on good ground. Now here his explanation of his parable. If we read from verse 14 of Mark 4. The sower soweth the word. Wonderful. He says the sower or the planter plants the word. So when Jesus says, I am the true vine, he says, I am the word of God. Who planted me? My Father. Who? The Spirit of the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit himself. That every word in the Bible came by the Holy Spirit. He planted this Bible on earth. Jesus says, the sower soweth the word. Look at verse 15. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their heart. He said they didn't understand, so Satan take it away. They heard the word, the preaching, but they did not understand. In verse 16 of Mark 4, and these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So therefore he says, herein is my Father glorified, that we become fruitful in the word of righteousness, that the sower soweth the word, that it is the word that God plants in our hearts. That when Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the planter, he said the ground of the planting is the human heart. That the Father is the Spirit of the Scriptures, plants his word in our heart. As who? As Jesus, the Son of the living God. That God came to plant this holy Bible in our hearts as his Son that abided forever. And he says, some hear, they don't understand. Some heard, but they didn't take it deep. They are shallow. They just speak of Jesus, but they're not having his word abide in them as the Son of God. But Jesus says to us that some fell on good ground. Be one of those good ground. He said those that receive the word into their heart as the truth. As that true planting of God. That God has no other planting that he is going to plant except the Holy Bible. That the law was given to the Israelites by Moses. But the God that gave the word to Moses was manifested in the flesh to plant the truth of his word in our heart. That grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That Jesus says that he came to plant who? God in our heart. Who is God? The word. That in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word is God himself. That when you want apple, you plant apple. You want orange, you plant orange. God planted God. And he said, herein is God glorified when this God is growing in our heart. When the truth is growing in our heart. Who is God? The Word. He says, when he's growing, then the Father is glorified. His planting is growing. Growing where? In the fertile heart that receive his word. Not the heart that is not fruitful, but the heart that is fruitful. See what he said to the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 15, to the religious. Hear what the Son of God said in Matthew 15, reading from verse 1, read to verse 3. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." But he answered and said unto them, "Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?" He said, "Why are you challenging God by your tradition?" God planted his word. He came to plant his word in us. That's why he gave the word to Moses. Now, through your tradition, you have void the word of God. And that he did not send Jesus. God didn't give us the Bible so that we'll be planting traditions in his place. No, he says, "I am the true vine." Who says so? The Holy Scriptures in the Holy Bible. Jesus says, "Why are you planting traditions in the place of the Scriptures in people's heart?" That God gave his word. That word is to be formed in our heart. That Christ should be formed in our heart. But they have made the people vain, he said, through their traditions, religious observations and traditions. God is not in tradition, Jesus says. God is in his word. And in verse 12 of Matthew 15, "And then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone, they be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." Say, leave them alone. Say, do you know that they were offended when you said to them their tradition is not what God says we should receive? He said, leave them alone. Jesus says, he said, leave the religious alone. Turn to the word. Turn to the truth that every planting my heavenly Father has not planted. His Father, the Spirit himself. He says he sow the true vine, that I am the true vine. That if the blind leads the blind, they both will fall into the ditch. That every planting my heavenly Father has not planted, my Father didn't plant those traditions, he said, shall be rooted up. Through what? Through the truth. He says the word of God is the truth. For he said so long time ago in the scriptures and spoke by his prophets and repeated the same by the apostles. Let's hear what the apostles wrote for us in Hebrews chapter 8. Hear the word of the eternal Spirit that came to his servants, the prophets and the apostles. Hebrews chapter 8, reading verses 10 and 11. "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest." He says everyone shall know him. That this is what he spoke by the prophet, that the days are coming. That he will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. That's why Jesus came saying, this is the blood of the new covenant. What covenant? The covenant of the word. That this is what he's going to do in the last days that he will plant his word in our heart. He will plant God in us. Then everyone will know the Lord from the least to the greatest. Everyone that of him shall be born of him. The Spirit says that the tree of God is his word. Who plants is the Holy Spirit. Say it to the apostles, to the prophets. This is what I'm going to do in the last days. I will plant my word in the hearts of humans. And when I plant in, they will know me. When the Spirit of the Scriptures come inside them, they will know me. Everyone will know that he is the true planting of God. That it is God that planted the Holy Bible. Moses says that after he communed with me 40 days in the mountain, he gave me the word. I didn't write it. God planted it himself. Planted the Scriptures. Apostle Peter says, we have a more sure word of prophecy that you do well, you take heed to it. I say that wonderful one, Jesus, that is a daylight. That when he enters your heart, he gives you light, he gives you understanding until Christ arises in our heart. Apostle Paul says that God gave birth, inspired all scriptures, that all scriptures inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. And therefore is profitable for teaching, for reproof. And the Spirit says that in the last day, I will plant myself in their heart. They shall know God. The only true God, the God of the Holy Bible, says I planted the Bible. But this time I want to plant it in your heart that this is my son, Jesus Christ. That's why he said, I am divine. Who says so? The scriptures. Look at him very well. He talks. Jesus says, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are living. And that this spirit of the scripture will speak again on earth. And then he will testify of him. He said, anyone that opened the door, I will enter in. That's why the gospel of Jesus is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes. Then he says, I will do this on earth. I will talk again. And so he's speaking again unto humans that this day, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart as they did in the old time, they perish. He said, we shouldn't do so. We should listen to the testimony of the word of God. That the word of God is forever settled. It cannot change. It cannot be updated. It cannot be removed. It abided forever. See what he said by prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 40. Hear what the Holy Spirit said to his servant Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40. Reading verses 6 to 8. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of God shall stand forever. He said, the Spirit said to me, cry. Then he said, what shall I cry? He said, cry, that all flesh is grass. That's the message that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. He said that is the cry. Is he telling you to be crying the cry of men? No. He said, preach. Speak of him. You see, the message of Jesus, that's why it's called the gospel of peace. He's a cry. He said to him, he's a cry, means preach. Speak of him. John the Baptist says that I'm a voice of him speaking in the wilderness, crying that he's one among you whom you don't know. And so he said, the Spirit said to me, cry. He said, what shall I cry? He said that all flesh is as grass. and all their glory as the flower of the grass, that the grass withereth and his glory falleth away, faded away, but the word, the Holy Bible, abideth forever. That is the eternal message, and that he is the true planting of God, the tree of God, that God planted this word, not humans. The Holy Spirit himself that created in the beginning. He said he created by his word. That word, he says, is being preached to us by the gospel. That all others are grass. See what John said, John the Baptist, in Matthew chapter 3. Hear what the man of God said. Matthew chapter 3. Reading verses 9 and 10. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid on the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Are you hearing? The scriptures agree. He says, all these trees, the axe is laid on the root of them. Who? He says, we are planted as trees, but he says, we are grass. That the true planting is Christ. That we all are some unclean thing, altogether unfruitful. And therefore, he said, the axe is laid on the tree, on the root of every tree, to hewn down the unfruitful flesh. It's, Jesus said, the flesh profited nothing, but the word. That let this truth be planted in us, so that we can stand. There is only one tree, Jesus says. He said, I am that true planting. Let it be planted in you. Where? In your heart. That don't think that you are born again in the flesh. Don't think you belong to Abraham. John the Baptist is saying to them. He said, don't stand on that ground. Stand on this ground and pillar of the truth. That the true planting is the Holy Bible alone. That all others, they are lies. Jesus said they shall be rooted out. Through what? Through the preaching of Christ. He said the Spirit blows. You know the teaching of Jesus? The gospel of Jesus is spirit. The angel said that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. He said, what should I cry? He said, preach. At his preaching, he said, he shall blow and all the grass shall wither. They shall be removed. That's why we speak of him. And so that people can receive him by faith. John says, don't stand on that ground. Stand on the fruitful ground of Christ. And that ground is the ground of the word of God, because God planted him. He is fruitful. Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 13. Listen to what the master says in verse 31 and 32. Another parable put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Wonderful. He said the planting of God is like the grain of mustard seed, the smallest. It's planted among trees. John says the axe is laid on the trees, on the hewn down the unfruitful. Jesus said there's one fruitful one. It's planted, but it will grow exceedingly. He says, I am that planting. That the word of God is that planting. He said the fowls of the air will come and lodge in it and be doing wonders in his name. But he said that we warn you, take heed and don't walk iniquity. That God came to plant the truth in us. He didn't say we should just be lodging under his branches. No. He says you should be his branches. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Who is he talking to? His disciples. That we should become Bible disciples. He, the vine, Christ, you a branch of him. Of who? Of the truth. That he want to branch himself inside us. He didn't say we should just lodge and then be pestering on the tree. No. He said you should grow out of him. Being born again by the truth of the Bible. How does that take place? He said we receive his spirit. That everyone shall know him. That when we receive the spirit of the scriptures, then we have the testimony of the scriptures. We'll be speaking of him. We are his. He said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. That's what he came to do on earth. He came to plant himself in us. Who came? The word. That the word of God was made flesh. In the days of his flesh, he said, I am the true vine. His disciples, he said, you are the branches. That except we abide in him and he abides in us, he said, we'll wither. We will be in traditions of men. Men will gather us and fill us with their fire, the fire of hell that can never save. That God came to plant his word in us. He came to plant his life in us. He came to plant himself in us. So that we will know him, the only true God, and Jesus whom he sent. That the God of the Bible is the true God. And that true God planted the Bible. And this Bible, this scripture is speaking to us, saying that I am the true vine. That men are not able to hear what the Spirit says. He said we should have that ear to hear what the Spirit says. The Spirit says, today I stand at the door of your heart knocking. To do what? I want to plant myself in you. I want to give you the knowledge of myself, of my son. And that I am that one that I say to him, every knee should bow. Every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord. That the word of God is Jesus, the Lord. Whom he is preaching to us. Who is preaching him to us? The Holy Spirit. Testifying of his son. And the son speak. And that's why when we come to the Bible, we can hear what the Son of God says. The Son of God says, I am the true vine. When someone says to you, I am this, and this person does not lie, you better believe what he's saying. The scripture says, I am the tree of God. Not a natural tree that God planted me. He planted this holy Bible on earth. He said, take heed. Come to him. He said, eat of me. If you eat of me, you will stay alive. You will never perish. But he said, anyone that rejects me has no part in life. Because he is the true life of God. He is the life giver. And he says, when you eat me, then you'll be alive. You can never perish. That God wants us to eat the truth of this Bible. He planted him on earth. Same way we are planted. But he said, we are grass. For us to pass away from grass life to that life that endures forever, he said, we must be born again. We must come to God, to the knowledge of God, until Christ be formed in us, until the truth of this Bible be formed in us. When the truth is formed in us, Jesus says, you can never die. Because he is that word of God that abided forever. The heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Bible can never pass away. Not us using his name to make traditions. Many things have been done in his name. He said they shall perish. But the planting of God can never perish. Because he is planted by God himself, the Almighty. Planted the scriptures. But others, he said, they are lodging under this tree. They can't stand. They will go. That their glory and their pomper tree is like the flower of the grass. When they die, their hope perish. But this undiable Jesus, this Son of the living God that don't die, he says, seeing that this man abided forever, he's able to save everyone that come to God. By him, he is that God, the only true God, that is speaking to us from the Holy Bible. Listen to him very well. And so he's saying that he will put his spirit upon us so that we can testify of him. And others will listen. When they listen and believe, he shall seal them up with his spirit. Everyone will know him. We are all brethren. There's only one Christ. That Christ is this one Bible. He said, God planted me. God planted Christ. So that we all become disciples of Christ. Disciples of the Holy Bible. Jesus says that if you continue in the Bible, then you are my disciples indeed. Not as letterings, no, as the living, undiable planting of God. As the living tree of God, a tree of life. Because God is living. When he planted a tree, it's not a dead tree. He says, as God abides forever, his planting abides forever. Because he is that planting himself. God planted himself in the Holy Bible, but he says that's not what he has. That after those days, he's going to do something. He's going to plant him in our heart. Not in the stone tablets. No, in our hearts. That we will know him. That he will take the same scriptures that he gave to Moses and put it in our heart. Then when we are born of him, we'll be crying, Abba Father. Everyone born of him will know him. From the least to the greatest will know the Lord. And so God is saying to us that this door is set before us. This tree is before us. He said, we should eat him. And we will never perish. Before we exit from this world, he said, eat me. If you eat the truth, he said, those that have eaten him are in Christ. Christ is in them. He is the God of the living Bible. And so therefore, everyone that has eaten him, they all live in his sight. They are living unto him. Because they know that he's the true God, that he is, was, and is to come. There's not another. Though we may die in the flesh, the apostle says, he said, we have a living one in the spirit. This tabernacle can never be broken down. Why? Because it is reared up by God. And therefore, what we do, we cry to receive it now so that we will not be found naked. Jesus says, I counsel you, eat me, otherwise you'll be found naked on that day. Empty and destitute of the word of righteousness. That Jesus is standing before us today. He said so. Therefore, look unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith, for that is the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.